The Wash Up, K-Rock 955, thanks to Goddings, Geelong's Kubota excavator specialist. When Barnheads and Newcombe met in the final round of last year, it was the Seagulls by a mammoth 25 goals. We know the improvement Newcombe has made, and so much so that yesterday it was an absolute cracker down at Howard Harmer Oval. In the end, the Seagulls prevailed 14-15-99 to the Power 13-8-86. Barnheads co-coach Mitch Herbison, good enough to join us. Herbie, congratulations on the win. Great to have you on the Wash Up for a chat. They made your work, didn't they? You were 23 points up at half-time and thought you might have had them at arm's length, but they wouldn't stop coming.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Kingy. Absolutely, they fought it out right until the end, you know, which is something that I'm sure Rory's been trying to drive with them. And, you know, they played four quarters of really tough footy, so, you know, we struggled to put them away, which was a little bit disappointing on our end. But, yeah, full credit to them. They were great.
Interesting day, some yellow cards handed out left, right and centre, not just to players but officials as well.
It was a bit of an interesting day, yeah. There's a couple of yellow cards, a couple of double goals, and yeah, there was a bit happening, yeah, throughout the whole day, so it was interesting.
In terms of yellow cards, anybody on your side and any issues there with obviously match review panel having to look at stuff?
So Tim McIntyre was yellow carded. I didn't really see the incident, to be honest, but I guess we'll have to have a look at it, look at the incident, and yeah, make a decision on whether we challenge or not.
Okay, was a report laid as a result of the card?
I think it's been referred to the match review panel, so okay. They'll have a look at it, and yeah.
We'll see how that plays out over the next couple of days. Yourself back after, obviously, I think a shoulder issue kept you out of a couple of games leading up to Interleague and kept you out of Interleague as well. But looking at the side you put on the park yesterday, you're not too far away from full strength.
Yeah, we're starting to get a couple of guys back. We've probably, over the last few weeks leading up into the bye, we've probably had a couple of guys coming in, and we seem to just have a couple of injuries each week, which meant we probably didn't get that consistency with our side. But yeah, slowly starting to get a few guys back, which will be handy for this next block of games.
I was going to say, is that how you use the next, I think it's five games between now and the next break, that you just look to build some momentum as you make a run at September?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, yeah, we can't look too far ahead. We've got a bit of a tough run coming up, so Anglesey are in good form, and we've got to look to this week to get another win on the board.
Yep. Good to have Matty Dyer back in the side, among your best players. Kicked a couple of goals yesterday as well. I know I think he played before the break, but obviously had a delayed start to the season.
Yeah, he missed a couple of games just with a bit of a hamstring strain. So it was good to get him back just before the bye, and then, you know, he can get a bit of training in. And yeah, he looked really good yesterday. He was great around the contest, and you know what you're going to get from him. So just a reliable player, just gives his all each week.
Yep. Dylan Holland, unfortunately, injured in the Interleague early last week. And have you been able to get an update on how serious it is and how long you're going to miss him for?
We had some good news with Dizzy's dislocation. So he didn't have a break with that, which is good news. Just some ligament damage. So, you know, looking at probably a month out of football, and hopefully we can get him back, you know, just before the next bye.
Yeah, it's really hard, isn't it? You want your players to represent the league, and you push them up, and then this happens. It's a fine line you tread.
Yeah, it is. It's a bit of an interesting one, dislocated elbow. It's not overly common, so yeah, it's just a bit unfortunate, really. Yeah, we can't do much about those sort of things, so yeah, we've just got to make sure we look after him and get him back.
You had access to Geelong Falcon Charlie Sprague yesterday. I don't think he'd played a senior game for the club. So on debut yesterday, how did he perform?
Yeah, it was Charlie's first game for the club yesterday at senior level. So that was great to give him an opportunity to play senior football. And yeah, he played a great game, really. He was super reliable. Probably, you know, tough conditions for him to, you know, come in and play his first game. It was a bit of a scrappy old day, but yeah, he was really clean and composed around the football, which was great for us. Yeah, great for us to have him.
Well, Herbie, another 4 points in the bank, and you can consolidate your spot inside the top five. It's going to be a tight old race. There's still seven sides well and truly in contention for a finals berth, and you're amongst them, and you know, obviously looking to erase the disappointment of last year. Great to catch up with you as always, and look forward to talking to you throughout the rest of the year.
Thanks very much, King. Much appreciated. Cheers, mate.